Some of you know that I like history, so let me give you a brief history of this campus. The Board of Regents bought this property for $300 million without telling anybody. Oh, no, that's the other board. I'm sorry. For most of its recorded history, this property was actually a cotton field. But the winds of war changed that. During World War II, this land was converted into the Bryan Army Airfield. The cotton fields turned to be part of our vital military effort during that struggle. In fact, this was the leading facility for the training of the Women's Air Force Service pilots, sometimes known as WASP. And as you know, during World War II, they were not recognized as service members, but Congress rectified that oversight in 1977 and recognized the service of those women pilots by making them members of the armed services. After the war, this field was deactivated and turned over to the Agricultural and Mechanical College on the condition that we put the facility to useful purposes. It housed veterans returning to school on the newly passed GI Bill, and for the next 5 years, Aggie freshmen were honored to be housed on this facility for their first year. It was called the Annex, and even today, I'll have old Ags come up to me and saying, "You're doing remarkable things on that campus. I used to live there." But then, in after World War II in 1950, the Korean conflict developed, and this Air Force base was reactivated. It was reactivated as a jet pilot training facility. Interestingly, there were two young captains that were instructors on this facility. Their names were Buzz Aldrin and Gus Grissom. The site later was taken over by Texas A&M again and became the place of vast number of scientific studies and experiments. And if you ever have the opportunity, for example, to see one of the crash tests at TTI, do it. It is an amazing experience. In 1988, we determined to call this campus the Riverside Campus, and it became the research home for the Texas Engineering Experimental Station, the Texas Engineering Extension Service, and the Texas Transportation Institute. Finally, in May 2016, the Board of Regents and Chancellor Sharp announced the transformation of the Riverside campus into RELIS. We do really good acronyms at Texas A&M. RELIS stands for our core values: respect, excellence, leadership, loyalty, integrity, and selfless service. It's my personal opinion that this facility and this project is the most innovative project in higher education, not just in Texas, but in the entire United States. I'm pleased to be a small part of it. Now, just 2 years after we determined to revitalize this facility and these lands, we're here for this important ribbon cutting for this facility. But I want you to know that we have $300 million in construction authorized by the Board of Regents for this campus in the future. And I hope you come back very shortly to see the amazing things that we do on this campus and the amazing things we do for Texas A&M University and the people for the state of Texas. Thank you.